जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 26 entitled King Puranjan Goes to the Forest to Hunt. Verse number 14. Antapura Striyo Pruchad Vimana Iva Vedishad Api Vaha Kushalam Rama शेष्वारीनाम यथा पुरा अन्तःपुरः स्त्रियो पृच्छत् विमाना इव वेदिशत् अपि वः कुशलं रामा शेष्वरीनाम यथा पुरा अन्तःपुरः स्त्रियो पृच्छत् विमाना इव वेदिशत् अपि वः कुशलं रामा शेष्वरीनां यथा पुरा माताएं Antahapura, household, Striya, women, Aprichat, he asked, Vimanaha, being very much anxious, Iva, like, Vedishat, O King Prachini Bharhi, Api, weather, Vaha, your, Kushalam, good fortune. Ramaha, oh you beautiful women. Saha Ishwarinam, with your mistress. Yatha, as. Pura, before. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. At that time, King Puranjan was a little anxious, and he inquired from the household women, "My dear beautiful women, are you and your mistress all very happy like before or not?" Purport. In this verse, the word Vedishat indicates King Prachinibari. When a man becomes refreshed by association with devotees and awakes to Krishna consciousness, he consults the activities of his mind, namely thinking, feeling and willing, and decides whether he should return to his material activities or stay steady in spiritual consciousness. The word Kushalam refers to that which is auspicious. One can make his home perfectly auspicious when he engages in devotional service to Lord Vishnu. When one is engaged in activities other than Vishnu Bhakti, or in other words, when one is engaged in material activities, he is always filled with anxiety. A sane man should consult his mind, its thinking, feeling and willing processes, and decide how these processes should be utilized. If one always thinks of Krishna, feels how to serve him, and wills to execute the order of Krishna, it should be known that he has taken good instructions from his intelligence, which is called the mother. Although the king was refreshed, he nonetheless inquired about his wife. Thus he was consulting, thinking and willing how he could return to his steady good consciousness. The mind may suggest that by vishay bhog or sense enjoyment one can become happy. But when one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not derive happiness from material activities. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinam rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But seizing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. One cannot be unattached to the sense object unless he finds better engagement in devotional service. Param drishtva nivartate. One can cease from material activities only when one actually engages in devotional service. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Nadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Nitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudeve Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Today I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here so that I can speak on this topic for the purification of my heart and glorification of the Lord. So, before beginning, I would like to discuss a little bit about today's events. Because generally the appearance, disappearance of the person we generally discuss in the end, the time doesn't remain for that. So little bit I will just speak about the Vamshi Vadan Thakur, Shamanand Pandit. So Vamshi Vadan Thakur, actually he is not the same personality as generally we hear about Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. So he is Vamshi Vadan Thakur, he is actually the incarnation of flute of Lord Krishna, who came in Chaitanya Leela. So he took birth in Koladvip. And during his birth, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya, they were also present that time there. And later when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then later Vamshi Vadan Thakur was serving in the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a servant to Sachimata and Vishnu Priya. He was serving there as their servant there after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And he was a grihastha having two sons whose name he named as Chaitanya Das and Nityananda Das, like that, two sons he had. And he wrote many songs and poems also. In one of the songs he writes his that is Song of Separation from Lord Chaitanya, where he writes that this cruel Kesho Bharati, he hit thunderbolt on our heads by giving sannyas to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of the lines in that poem I was reading. And his grandson wrote this book Vamshi Vilas, in which his biography is there, Vamshi Vadan Thakur's. And Shamanand Pandit, as we know, he was Gauridas, who used to stay in Ambika Kalna, his disciple was Hriday Chaitanya, and Hriday Chaitanya's disciple Shamananda, like that. So Shamananda Pandit, his birth was, he took birth in Midnapur, and his name was kept by his parents as Dukhi, because many of the children which were born before to him, they passed away immediately after taking birth. So that's why his parents named some name which is not very pleasant to hear, so that that child will survive, like that. That is still a tradition in villages. Some children die, then they name one of the children as child as some name which is not very good, so that Yamaraj will spare him, like that. So that is the reason he was named as Dukhi. And that is one of the reasons also. Nimai also one of the name, Nimai, because so many of the children before him were they died after birth. So Nimai is like a bitter name. So that is one of the reason acharyas tell that why Nimai also was kept, because so that Yamaraj will spare him, that child. So Dukhi, and then later he took initiation from Hriday Chaitanya. So that time Hriday Chaitanya gave him name Krishna Das. So people will call him Dukhi Krishna Das. And then later when he went to Vrindavan and took training from Jiva Goswami along with Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya, then Jiva Goswami, after that incident we know where he found that anklet of Radharani and like that. So then Jiva Goswami gave him the name as Shamananda, like that. Shamananda, who gives pleasure to Shama, who is Radharani, like that. So Shamanand Pandit preached in Bengal and Orissa, and still the followers of Shamanand Pandit, they are called Shamanandi sect. They are there in Bengal and Orissa, like that. And today also there is Hanuman Jayanti. The calendar is there. So, just I will tell one pastime which I heard from Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, Hanuman. Once Hanuman, when he was a little grown up, he wanted to learn the spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge. So he thought of learning from Suryadev, sun god. So he went to sun god. Of course, in the childhood he went to eat sun. But later, when he grew up, he wanted to learn transcendental knowledge from Suryadev. So he went to Suryadev and requested that, please give me knowledge. I will be your student. I am very eager to hear from you. But then Suryadev told that, I am ready to give you knowledge, but there is one problem. Problem is, I continuously move with such a high speed that the chariot of sun moves with some 16,000 miles per second. It's like that. That is the speed of Suryadev's chariot. So to learn from teacher who is constantly moving is very difficult. So Hanuman said, that is not a problem. So he said, you speak. And when Suryadev was speaking on his chariot, Hanuman, in the reverse way, he was hearing and running and backside like that, you know, ulta, you know, with same speed and also hearing also. Like that. So Hanuman heard transcendental knowledge from Suryadev. And then Suryadev was very happy after giving the knowledge. And then Hanuman asked that, what Guru Dakshina should I give to you? So Suryadev said that, later I will have a son named Sugriv who will be there appearing on earth. So you please be always by his side and protect him. Be his subordinate and follow his orders. So that is one of the reasons where we see Hanuman, although more powerful than Sugriva and Vali, he never showed it. He was always subordinate to Sugriva, because that was the order of Suryadev. The Guru Dakshina he gave. Like that. Hanuman. And today is also a Good Friday. I saw in the calendar whatever is there. Today is the disappearance, you know, of Jesus Christ. He was today crucified this day. So he was beaten so much, and then he was made to carry the cross, the big wooden cross on his back, and then later he was nailed to that cross and he was killed like that. So, and then it will on the Sunday, next Sunday, that is called Easter Sunday, where he again resurrected from the dead. It said that like that. So Prabhupada would always say that we accept Jesus Christ as our Guru, like that he would say. And many times though, people, Prabhupada would preach that how the people were so degraded that time, that when Jesus Christ told that, he gave this commandment that thou shalt not kill. And people were so degraded that they killed him only. Prabhupada would tell, you know, like that. So people were so degraded that time. So now we'll come to the verse. So here, Prabhupada is writing that how this Puranjan, when he came and he was searching for his wife, Puranjani. So Puranjani is compared to the intelligence. So he wanted to consult his intelligence. So consulting the intelligence and deciding whether, he is giving the analogy that whether he should return to his material activities or stay steady in spiritual consciousness. So Puranjan wanted to meet his wife, with Puranjani, the intelligence, and Prabhupada is saying that a living entity also consults his intelligence to continue his material, he should return to the material activities or stay steady in spiritual consciousness, like that. So one should consult intelligence. So we'll discuss a little bit about material life versus spiritual life. So consulting intelligence to choose what is better. So we see in the scripture in Bhagavatam many great personalities who enjoyed so much material life, but later actually they came to conclusion that material life will give no happiness. Ultimately they took to spiritual life. So we see King Yayati. So enjoyed for thousands of years, we describe with Devyani. And later after that, then he tells the story of that goat, he goat and she goat. And then tells that how actually it's so frustrating. And then later of course he take to Krishna consciousness. Then we see even the life of Shobari Muni also. When he gets attracted due to the fishes mating, then he also goes and marries 50 daughters of King Mandhata. And but after enjoying for many, many years together, then later he realizes that actually this life, what I was doing and what I am doing now, you know. So he gets frustrated and he comes to the conclusion that he has to take to Krishna consciousness. And also this King Pururava, also he in the 9th canto, where he is after Urvashi, so mad after her. And then later he worships Lord Vishnu and asks that I want Urvashi. And then Lord Vishnu gives him benediction where he goes to the planet of Urvashi. And in 11th canto, it is mentioned that because he worshipped the Lord, he gets purified. And when he goes there to the planet of Urvashi, there, although he goes there, but he never meets her. He is purified later. And so like that, we see from Bhagavatam that how people, they miss great personalities, they came to the conclusion that spiritual life is best. One can achieve real happiness by spiritual life only. So Radhana Swami Maharaj tells this famous quote that spiritual life may be difficult, but material life is impossible. Like that. So sometimes it may appear that so many difficulties and problems. Here spiritual life, getting up early in the morning and then coming, and so many austerities may be there. Spiritual life may be difficult, but material life is impossible. Like that. So we see Chitraketu Maharaj also, how he had everything, only except one thing, that he didn't have a son. And he married one wife, and then she couldn't give son, then second wife, then third wife. They couldn't give him son, although he was potent. So he had everything, but he didn't have a son. So he married like 10 million wives, miss 1 crore wives, but still he didn't have a son. So actually, one devotee was telling, Chitraketu is the original crorepati. He was the pati of 1 crore. So he the original crorepati, Chitraketu. But he was not happy. So Radhesham Prabhu was telling how the happiness in this material world is like this. Hens, you have seen the hen, you know, how she eats the grains. So she will look here and there if somebody is there, and then she will eat little bit and then again look here. Happiness in material world, material life is like that. So there is so much anxiety in this material world at every step, and in between there is little happiness. So that is actually no happiness. Enjoying in this material world is like in between two anxiety, there is little gap. So actually there is only distress here. There is no scope for enjoyment in material life like that. So the story of King Nriga as comes in Bhagavatam, where this king, a very great king, and he used to give a lot of charity, as we know, and he gave lot of thousands of cows to one brahmana. And then later another brahmana came and he gave him also so many cows, but one of the cows from that first brahmanas went there, and that was again donated, you know, re-donated one cow twice. So there was dissension, and the brahmanas actually cursed him to become a lizard. So actually Jiva Goswami, in the commentary on that section, he writes that actually in King Nriga, he was a devotee. He was not just a pious person. And although as a devotee, he had to go to Yamaloka and see Yamraj. And then Yamraj actually then gave him the body of a lizard, like that. So one may feel how a devotee may be chanting, and then he has to go to Yamraj. Vijayendra says, a devotee doesn't have to go to Yamraj. But Jiva Goswami contradicts. He says, although he was a devotee, but because he was committing the offense, sixth offense. What is the sixth offense? To give some mundane interpretation on the holy name. What is the sixth? To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. So he didn't have faith on devotional service and chanting Hare Krishna. Now, although he was actually a devotee, but he had more faith on karmakanda activities. So that's why he would give charity and like that so much. Although as a devotee. So because of that offense, he had to see Yamraj. So Jiva Goswami says that as a devotee, we cannot just say that we are devotee, we won't have to see Yamraj. You know? If one commits offenses, he may have to see Yamraj. There he says like that. So even a devotee may have to suffer. If he is not following pure devotional service like that. Then this one acharya, Vijay Dhvaj Tirtha, he is a disciple of Madhvacharya. He tells in this Ajamil section that the meaning of Ajamil, Ajamil, what is the meaning? Is Ajamil. So Aja means knowledge, and mil is covered over. So just like Unmil means uncover, Unmil, the opposite of the mil, milanam. So that Ajamil is whose knowledge was covered. That is meaning of Ajamil. Like that, he gives the explanation. So this material world is a place of darkness, ignorance. So once one person came to meet Srila Prabhupada, and he was asking question. So he asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, that this sun and moon, they are the eyes of God. It is said that. It is the eyes of God. In Bhagavatam it is said. So the sun and moon, I can see with my eyes, sun and moon, but I cannot see the face of the God. Why it is like that? So it was like such a devotees were thinking, what question he is asking, such a foolish question. That with my eyes I can see the sun and moon, which are eyes of God, but I cannot see the face of God. What is the reason? So the devotees are thinking, what Prabhupada is answering? It's such a weird question he is asking. So Prabhupada said, simple. Just like if you go in a dark room, and if there is a cat, what you see in the cat, you just see the two eyes. You don't see the face of the cat. So for that you have to switch on the light. Then you can see the face. Similarly, right now you are in darkness. So that's why you can see only the eyes. So you have to chant Hare Krishna. By that you will be enlightened. Then you will see the face of the God also. So chant Hare Krishna. The Prabhupada gives such a nice answer. So your material life is place of darkness. Like that. So as Tukaram Maharaj says, that Sharir Dukkha Mula, that this material body is actually the root cause of all suffering. So one who has this material body, actually he cannot enjoy anything. It's only illusion that one thinks that he can enjoy with this body. That each part, just small part of this body, is capable of giving huge suffering. So actually material enjoyment is actually an illusion. So such a body, recently news I was reading, this one in China, one woman, she was in her garden doing gardening, and suddenly something went in her eyes, and she couldn't realize what went inside, and it was paining a lot, and for days together it was so much paining. She went to the doctor, and doctor were not able to find what happened, and the eyes became red like that. And it was so like severe paining. And then she went to one doctor, a big doctor. And then, it's like amazing, you won't believe, that the doctor, actually when he saw and he pulled out three bees, you know, bees, live, living bees from the eyes of that woman. And knew last week only, if you can, three live bees from the eyes of that woman. Bees were living inside, and they were living on the drops, tear drops, you know, of that woman. So paining, so painful. It was live, living bees were taken out, three small, like this, from the eyes. You know. So this eyes, it can give little pleasure, but it can give so much of misery. So one of the devotee was telling that in his childhood, he was playing and one ball hit on his eyes, you know. So it was very much paining. So then he went to the doctor, and then doctor said, we may have to do some operation. So he said, okay. Then in the operation theater, they put some liquid, and he was telling literally that they stitched inside the eyes, you know. He was seeing that the doctor putting the needle inside the eyes and doing like this. The eyes, this part is there, right? That red color. So that the doctor was stitching, you know, how much pain it was saying. I was like crying at the top of my voice. You know, it was so paining, and doctor held me, you know, like that tightly. And his eyes were stitched, and you could see. You know? So such painful it can be, you know, if we can meet some doctors and ask their experience. You know, this body can give so much pain. You know? Each part can give so much pain. So, you know, I was telling this incident before that. Once my tooth was paining. It was to be removed. So I had gone to the doctor, our devotee doctor. You know? So he said, okay, we have to remove because it has got decayed. So he gave anesthesia, and he was about to remove with his, like, the big something is there, like this big thing. And he put inside, and he was putting full force on the teeth. Just by actually seeing that, how horrible it is, I fainted there only. You know? Then he brought water and put on my face. What happened? Then I got such a horrible, you know, there's like big something is there. And like screwdriver is there, something. They put it. I was so terrified. My God, a tooth is removed like this. I thought they will gently remove it somewhere. And just by that thought, I just saw that and I fainted only. They put water. And he said, what happened? You know, he is our devotee only. So then he said, okay, you come tomorrow now. And then I went in Mumbai. This day I went, and then he said, come tomorrow exactly this time. So for the whole like 24 hours, I was thinking that what will happen tomorrow. You know, I was so much afraid that my God, you know, such a pain, like small teeth has to be removed, tooth has to be removed, and that time I was convinced that actually what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, na, this material world is not a place for gentlemen. You know? That this body, actually, I was thinking, we did a big mistake by taking the body. You know? So for 24 hours, I was just thinking of the doctor. You know? What will happen next day? So this body, actually, is capable of giving so much of suffering like that. So Chaitanya Charitamrita was telling that, actually, this body is an insult to the soul. It's an insult. You know? The soul is Sat Chit Anand, you know? But it's actually an insult. The body is given. Just like in jail, the uniform is given with strips. But one thing is, no, this uniform is very nice, very clean. You know? And one says, my uniform is better than your uniform. You know what? Both are in jail only. They're comparing uniforms. And Gaurang Prabhu is telling, in America, the uniform for the prisoner is saffron. Because if he runs away, they can immediately detect, no? Saffron is fluorescent, you know, one can see. So actually we are prisoners. We should not be proud of this body. Yeah? The body is actually useless. So this Vidyapeeth, I am doing, so there, one day, Prannath Prabhu, he was telling, he was a doctor before. So he was telling that, actually the doctors, when the body, some dead body comes and they have to do this post-mortem. So, like, what is the reason for the death, like that. So, he was telling that how, like, actually, so the body is so horrible, you know, and the cutting it and seeing what exactly how this person died is a whole horrible process. So many of the doctors, he was telling, he himself was a doctor, he was telling, what we used to do is, whenever the body comes in the hospital, we will tell the clerk or whoever brings that boy, we will tell him, keep it in the distance, you only cut it, you know, cut the body and just cut it and then again stitch it. We will give the report, whatever is there, and take this money. They would give the money to the boy, you know. He will only cut and he will see whatever, you know, little bit, but they will prepare the report before only. Because they don't want to go near the body and cut and open, you know. It's a horrible, stinking body. Hmm? Like that they would do, like doctors themselves. You know? So that is the body, this material body. recently, my uncle had come here, my mama. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki cha. So, he was telling that how our grandmother, mama's mother, my grandmother, she passed away recently. So he was telling how she passed away. You know? She was like almost 80 years old only. But he was telling that she would have lived more 10 years. But she left before only. I said, why? What happened? He was telling that she was so old, she couldn't walk, you know, and couldn't do many things. Huh? And she couldn't go to bathroom, toilet also. So one day, what happened was, because she couldn't go, she would be able to go, but one day she couldn't go to bathroom, toilet. And then my uncle, he had to clean the toilet, like he was telling to me, of my grandmother. So she felt so bad, you know, that my son has to do all these things, you know, and he had to take so much trouble. So very next day, as you'll see, herself left the body. That she felt so much pained by that, you know, that my son is. So actually, old age is so terrible. Sometimes old age is worse than the death also. So once we had gone for bus party, and there one old man had come there, and he was telling how he was suffering from so many problems. He was telling, I have this problem, that problem, that problem. And I said, you just go to doctor and meet, doctor will give something. He said, doctors told that you just have to tolerate, you know, we cannot do anything like that. And then later he told, I cannot tell you also more, because actually the culture, tradition says, scripture says, he said, if an old man tells his problem, the problem actually increases, you know. If he tells his own problem to others, you know, the problem is, his old age is like a really curse. He cannot tell his problems to also others. By that, his problems will increase all the more, you know, and he has to just tolerate. So that is the material body, you know, like that. So, So Chaitanya Charan was telling that how this in USA he had gone to America. So there, this now new concept has come. You know, but people in West, they like they are so much attached to yoga. Everybody likes to do yoga. Every person does their yoga. And also they are attached to another thing is that is a dog. They are attached to very much to dog. So now they have combined together dog and yoga, and they called as doga. So what is this doga? So they take the dog with them while doing yoga, and along with the dog they do yoga. So they make the dog also do yoga, and they also do, you know, yoga. So they named it doga. I was saying, really, whether it's true or not, then I searched on the internet. So the doga is there, doing yoga with the dog. So people are so much, they want to enjoy, you know, the fullest, you know. So they keep inventing so many things, you know? But still they are not happy. You know? The dog is also not happy and they are also not happy. Dog might be thinking, are what you are doing? Let me live peacefully. You are not happy, that's why you are making me unhappy. Doga. So, Prabhupada was telling how in the West, This Gaurang Bro was telling, in the West, actually, people, the outside, everything is very nice, very systematic. The roads are perfect, the traffic rules are perfect, and everything runs perfectly. Everything is very systematic. But outside is very nice and very perfect, but inside they are very chaotic. Inside they are so disturbed. But in India, outside everything is chaotic. Inside they are very peaceful. So Gaurang Prabhu was telling, USA, in the, generally the, for the IT companies, they, the first preference for when they want to employ somebody, the first preference is an Indian. Indian in USA. And then second is Chinese and third is American. Why then? He was telling, because the Americans, they, if the program they are doing, programming, if it doesn't work, they get frustrated. They cannot do anything. Little bit also something doesn't work. If they open the tap, water doesn't come. Everything, if they press button, it has to work. If it doesn't work, they get frustrated. But the Indians are cool. So Gaurang Prabhu was telling, if they are doing programming, and if the program doesn't run, they say, no problem, the AC is running nicely. They are peaceful. So it's like that. So according to WHO statistics, every 40 seconds there is one suicide, like that, in the world, like that. There are so many types of misery, just, Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik, Adhyatmik. But this misery of Adi Adhyatmik, Adhyatmik, the body, is so terrible. Of course, other miseries are also there. So in such a situation, to think of material life as enjoyment is actually a crazy idea. In spite of such suffering, like that. So spiritual life is so wonderful. There is joy. Joy is increasing at every moment. Just like this verse comes in the Bhagavatam. Hasam harer avanata akhila loka tivra shokashru sagara vishoshanam atyudaram sammohanaya rachitam nijamaya yasya bhumandalam munikrite makaradhvajasya. That just by taking the darshan of the Lord, who is a smiling, beautiful smile of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, all the misery, ocean of misery, shoka sagara, that dries up just by taking the darshan, the smiling, beautiful face of the Lord. That is actually spiritual life. Also, another verse comes, Lokam shalokanugatan pashumsha hitvashitaste charanat patram parasparam tvad gunavad sidhu piyusha niryarpita deha dharma. So he is telling that how a devotee, when he is absorbed in hearing the glories of the Lord, then he forgets the deha dharma. Deha dharma means whatever the body requires, like eating, sleeping, everything, he forgets when he is absorbed in hearing. So that is the power of devotional service. And another verse comes, Yat sankulam haripadanati matra dishtai vaidurya markata hema mayer vimanai esham brihatkatitata shobita mukhya krishnatmanam naraj adadur usmayadyai. That in the spiritual world, the ladies and the gentlemen, they are going in the plane, but because they are chanting the glories of the Lord, they don't get attracted to each other, although they are so beautiful. And that is the glory of taking the darshan of the Lord, taking the glory of hearing, and the glory of chanting. So this is spiritual life. The joy one gets, the param drishta nivartante, Prabhupada is writing. If one gets the joy in these activities, then one will completely give the hope of enjoying this material life, like that. I'll just tell this last thing. This Gaur Gopal Prabhu had gone once to Russia. So he was telling that there he met one devotee. He met devotees there, and one devotee's photo was there, garlanded. So he had left the body. So Gaur Gopal Prabhu asked, who is he? They told his name was Anant Pragya Prabhu, a brahmachari only. They said he was such a nice devotee, such a glorious devotee, such a dedicated devotee. Every day he would go in like minus 35 degrees Celsius outside and go for book distribution, like that. And he would do any seva, whatever is told, very humble, very submissive, very dedicated. But few days back only he passed away. And then Gaur Gopal Prabhu was asking how he passed away. They were telling that at the final moments when he was detected with some cancer. And he was lying on the bed and all devotees were around him doing kirtan. And when the final moment came, he told to devotees, you know, this one statement in which the devotees, their faith increased in this process. He said that Prabhupada is not cheating us. Krishna consciousness works like that. He just told and he left the body. So Gaur Gopal Prabhu was telling, actually a dying man never tell lies. Because he is dying anyway, what he has to tell lies. So he and the devotees, when they heard that Prabhupada is not cheating us and Krishna consciousness works, their faith on the process increased so much. Like that. So spiritual life is glorious. Only there is some austerities we have to do, but ultimately the result is glorious. So Prabhupada would often tell that the goal of our life is to leave body like Bhishma Dev. How Bhishma Dev left the body, thinking of the Lord, like that. So just one saying, there's one saying in English, when you are doing a drama, you should do it as if it was real life. So when you are doing drama, you should do as if it were a real life. And when you are living a real life, you should do it as if it were a drama, like that. So, because this is a drama, we are on the stage, like that. Thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.